Welcome to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mac Warren, along with Emily Smith. If you are new to this podcast, we'll be interviewing faculty, staff, and students to learn more about LLCC programs and opportunities and to meet the fantastic people of Lincoln Land Community College. Welcome to the podcast. Today we are excited to be joined by Chris Berry, Director of Student Transitions at Lincoln Land Community College. Welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Thank you so much. I am fired up to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we're glad to have you. First, tell us about your background. What brought you out to Lincoln Land Community College?
Well, I have always been really into helping people, and especially college students. I was a college student once. I actually grew up in a town called Tacoma, which is just south of Seattle in Washington State. And then I went to a college called University of Nevada, which is located in Reno, Nevada. And that's where I started working with college students as a minister. And then I made a transition into working for the college in the Cultural Diversity Center. And then I was working at Upward Bound as an academic counselor, helping students transition from high school to college. And then I earned a master's degree while doing that and wanted to start a new challenge. And so I did kind of a nationwide search to see where I would land and where my talents would be best used. And I connected with Lincoln Land, and specifically Leslie Frederick, who's the vice president of our division here at Lincoln Land. And we really had a great conversation initially, and it worked out that I got to come out here and work at Lincoln Land. I was a student athlete when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And when I was a student athlete, I really saw how useful it was to connect with my teammates and others on a deeper level. And so being a minister, I was able to be a minister for student athletes. And so I was able to do chapels, services, and things like that for the college football team, baseball team, basketball team. And we really had a great time.
Your technical title is Director of Student Transitions. So for those who maybe they don't know what that means, could you explain kind of what that is and what sort of transitions you help students with?
Yeah, that's a great question. The transitions I help students with are mainly speaking about students that are new to the college. So a transition really can be any event that results in a change for a student or a potential student. And that change could be a change to their role, like perhaps they're going from someone who's dependent on their folks to someone who's independent. Or perhaps it's an event that, you know, changes a role from, you know, having a job to being unemployed. There's all kinds of transitions that students are experiencing, but typically it's an event that triggers a change. And then what I'm around here for and our department exists for is to support students through that change.
So basically helping students when they're new to the college kind of navigate the process, right?
Right. Yeah. So, the transition piece is the change, like whatever happens in the student's life. And then the part where it connects to us is, yeah, whatever change happened for the student, now they're going to pursue essentially an opportunity at Lincoln Land. And so I help them make the most of that.
All right. Yeah. So like after a student applies, helping them work through the process to basically them sitting in a seat in a classroom here at Lincoln Land.
That's right. Yeah. Moving from, you know, the student deciding, okay, I want to go to Lincoln Land and I'm going to take the necessary steps to, okay, I'm going to navigate our processes and get connected to the resources and then get enrolled in classes and show up, whether that's online, you know, on a video conference, you know, class or, yeah, face to face in our physical locations.
Chris, how does LLCC help students through these various transitions?
Well, we are embarking on a new effort called guided onboarding, which is not just saying, you know, complete A, B, and C, but is actually taking into account all the various aspects of a student's life. So what they're coming with, listening to them, and really identifying what are their goals, what are their roles, what are their relationships like, what are their routines, and then really customizing the experience to help them explore, you know, the opportunities both for their future career, things that are tailored to their academic interests, finding a good fit for their program of study, and something that will help them really develop a plan that helps them move forward in completing their goals. So now it's also for students that have no idea about any of those things and are just here to kind of experience, well, I want to go to college and I want to see what I could become. And so that is also what we help students with as well.
So for students that come to college, you know, so many colleges and universities report large percentages, you know, sometimes even 75% of students that are coming in know that they want to go to college, but they don't know, you know, they're undecided on a major. They don't know what area of study they want to focus in on. Students that are undecided coming out to Lincoln Land Community College, they could get assistance with this guided onboarding.
Absolutely. In fact, that is probably what's the most common is the students have experienced something. You know, they have, you know, something's happened in their life and it's prompted them to want to go to college. And that's a really tremendous thing. And to be entrusted with helping students with that process is really, really fun for the student and for us because we get to really see, okay, what are the students' dreams and ambitions? And then how can we support them and surround them with the kind of resources and opportunities that can help make that kind of dream a reality?
So in addition to how Lincoln Land helps students through their transitions, what is a key strategy just for getting started in college in general?
Yeah, well, I think a key strategy for anybody starting college is to do it with your eyes open and your arms open to receive. We have so many resources. We want to see you win so bad. We are here and we are like your biggest cheerleaders. So if you can just embrace all the help we're trying to give you, I think you'll have a tremendous experience. But that's actually kind of hard. I see really most of the time students are reluctant to embrace really the support we want to give. So that's the biggest strategy, I think, is just to embrace the support that is around you. It could be your family too. I mean, it doesn't have to be us, but we're here. But also those that are willing to support you, man, this is a tremendous undertaking. I mean, what you have to do to change from whatever you're doing now to be successful in college, it's going to require some disruption. It's going to require some uncomfortable conversations. And I mean, there's always going to be changes in how you're living your life, you know, the roles, the relationships you have, the routines, you know, you've grown accustomed to going through on your day-to-day life, even just the assumptions on how your time is to be used each day is going to change. And so even though starting college is a really, I mean, awesome adventure, it's something that you're going to drastically improve your life and could really contribute to the change in the trajectory of not just you, but your future generations, because all that positive stuff, it still is a disruption and a change. And so it can be upsetting. And so when we're going through upsetting times, I think the worst thing is to go through it alone. And so I guess the biggest strategy I could share is to really lean on support as you're making that transition to college. And so some of the best ways to receive support are to ask questions. And then also, if you don't know what question to ask, if you think you're around a helper person, just say, well, how do you think you could help me? Because often we'll have an answer, you know? And so that's a really good question that if you don't know what to ask, just ask how they could help you. And what I often run into as students are getting started is they say something like, all right, I'm new to this whole college thing. So what do I do now? And I love that. What do I do now? It's just, that's the kind of posture, that's the kind of openness that tells me you're ready to be supported, you're ready to go with this, you're ready to listen and to engage. And that is where I see a lot of students flourishing, despite the challenges to all and all the disruption to their life. But they really thrive in transition when they have kind of taken that attitude of, I'm going to be successful, and so I'm going to receive all the support that's available to me.
I agree. Actually, when I was in college, I was so afraid to ask questions. And that wasn't even just like, you know, getting started in college, but like in class. And then once I started asking questions, I was like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah, I think that's a good insight, Emily, because what that shows is we're all afraid to look stupid. Okay. All of us want to look like we know what we're doing and we're experts already. And I think the biggest challenge that I see is like college is for learning, and learning implies that you don't know it already. So I think learning and growth and development is what college is all about. And so a lot of us, unfortunately, don't act like that. A lot of us, you know, see college as, okay, college now is going to be proof that I'm smart. Because if I go and then I know everything, then I'm smart. It's like, no, that's not what college is for. Like, college is for you to grow and become the best version of you so you could show up and absolutely just accomplish anything that you really want. It's like seeing college is not a stamp of approval. College is like a rocket launch pad. And so I think that having that sort of like, oh man, I'm going to use this to get to where I want to go attitude rather than, am I going to get approval to move on to the next phase? That I think is a big difference. And I think students that come in with that sort of, I'm here to get my stamp of approval. Yeah. I don't see them getting as much out of their college experience as they could if they see it as this kind of rocket launch pad to launch them into their potential or their desired end state.
All right, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Chris to continue the conversation. Picture yourself at Lincoln Land Community College. How can we help you move your life forward? Just like our current students, with their unique dreams and goals, you'll find support and encouragement throughout your educational journey. Build your future, accomplish your goals, upgrade your career, expand your opportunities, all while cutting the price tag. Picture yourself at LLCC. You've got this, and we've got you.
And we are back with Chris Berry, Director of Student Transitions. Chris, you mentioned sometimes students are reluctant to take advantage of services that are available. Can you give us some examples of some services that students either are reluctant to use or may not be aware of?
So some examples of the kind of support we offer that sometimes students pass on is career development services. Now, career development services can help students as they're getting started and as they're finishing up, and really in the middle as well. And what often students will pass on is taking the time to really talk out, what are my strengths? What are my interests? What have I done in the past that's given me some idea of what I like to do, what gives me energy, what lights me up, what I'm passionate about, and how could I use that information then to inform my decision about my direction in college? And so I think that's a really vital resource to use. And a lot of students don't take us up on that. We say, okay, you know, meet with Marina or Kathy. There are a couple of the professionals in our career development services, and just have a conversation, you know, discuss with them, you know, what you're into and what your strengths are and what you enjoy, and then use that information to get some insight about what sorts of classes that you might want to take. That to me is a huge opportunity to get on the right path, because what I find is that students are much more motivated when they see, oh, these classes are helping me get here, as opposed to they're just kind of saying, well, I'm taking classes because it's kind of the next step in my life. And, you know, my mom is making me or something like that. I don't see students, sometimes if they can be pretty motivated, but I see the motivation coming from the inside when students really have talked about what their ambitions are, who they are, what their strengths are, and then using that personalized information to make a really more informed decision about kind of their direction and which courses they want to take.
Chris, what does it take for a student to move from just surviving, you know, just getting by, to thriving in college?
So something that I've seen is that it was kind of surprising to me. I also teach a first year experience course. It's a 3-credit hour transferable course at the college. And I would ask students, you know, what was your biggest takeaway? And I was, you know, thinking through the learning outcomes and all the lessons that we had gone through and all the coursework they'd completed. And they came with answers that surprised me. And those answers were indicative of what I think will answer your question of this going from surviving to thriving. And one of the students I remember saying, I went from looking at college as a required activity to something that I wanted to do. And so I think at the heart of that is this notion that I'm in control and it's not somebody else telling me what to do, but I actually get to kind of take the wheel of my life and determine my direction. I get to be the one who really determines how my life ends up. It's not somebody else's job to figure this out. It's mine. And so when I see students realize that and show up in their college courses saying, this is something I want to do. This is something that's going to benefit me. This is not a required task. This is something that is going to help me get to where I want to go. That, to me, is what it takes. Now, that seems like a simple thing, but really consider all the context that we're bringing in. And so when we're bringing in years and years depending on, you know, how your educational experience was up till Lincoln Land, like perhaps you didn't have a good educational experience. Like my high school experience was pretty good, but I still was a very passive learner when I was in high school. I was not the type, like Emily was mentioning, to ask questions or to be highly engaged in, you know, class discussion or to, God forbid, read outside of class. So it was one of those things where I went to college scared and I was like, oh my God, I think I'm going to fail out. Everybody's going to find out that I'm not a real student. And I just was like scraping by in college. And what happened to me in college was I got to really kind of become a empowered learner. I got to actually be a real student, a student who was learning things and who was interested and who was growing and developing. And it felt good. And I was like, oh, actually, this is pretty great. I really like, the way this makes me feel and how I'm learning new things and I'm thinking more critically and I'm exploring ideas I've never considered. And so I really see students who thrive as students who've, you know, really taken responsibility for their learning, don't see college as something that's happening to them, but something that's happening for them and something that they're going to use to improve themselves. And that's kind of it's like a short little, you know, mindset shift, but I think it really represents something huge when you take into account the background and all the different factors that come into where a student is when they begin their college experience.
It's not something that they have to do. It's something that they get to do, is what I like to say too.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that's to me, it's also a lesson that I think we have to learn every day in every new role that we take on, you know, because we can slide into a mode where we are not really taking responsibility for the direction that we're headed in. And that can lead to, needless suffering.
So you work directly with students to help them transition to college, whatever that may be for them, that particular student. So we like to ask our guests on the podcast about maybe some of your favorite success stories with students. So what are some of your favorite success stories?
So one of the success stories that comes to mind is a student I met at Campus Visit Day, which is where high school students come out and explore and discover what Lincoln Land has to offer. And I met her and she applied. And then I saw her again at orientation. And she was just so positive about starting at Lincoln Land. And I asked her if she would like to be an orientation leader. And she applied, and then we trained her to be an orientation leader. And it was really cool to have a new student be an orientation leader. Usually we had orientation leaders that were older students, students that had been at Lincoln Land for a few semesters. But we really got to connect right from the start of her experience. And then she began connecting with students. And as she progressed, she was really connected to Lincoln Land because of her, role as an orientation leader. And then when she faced challenges, like she took an anatomy and physiology course, which is can be a difficult course for some students. And she struggled to begin with. And then she connected with the Center for Academic Success and learned how her brain works and got some new strategies on how to study more effectively that was tailored to her learning style and how she processed information. And then she passed that course and got a great grade in that course. And that set her up for success in the health professions. And she eventually graduated and moved to Bloomington, where she got married. And now she has kids. And actually, my wife and I saw her attended her wedding, and it was just one of those times where it's just like, man, you just it's almost like, the joy of a parent or something like that. So that's one of the best success stories, I think, is just how I got to see her through each phase of her journey at Lincoln Land and her grow and develop and realize her goals.
Chris, what is a good resource for individuals who would like to learn more or receive additional help with making the college transition to LLCC?
So a great resource is to really meet with an onboarding guide. If you can meet with an onboarding guide, you can get personalized assistance that is tailor-fit to your background, interests, career ambitions, academic pursuits, the program of study that you want to go into. You can really get a personalized experience when you connect with an onboarding guide. And the way to do that is to go to www.llcc.edu/getting-started. And so you can also, if you don't want to remember that, just go to our homepage, scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's a section that says Getting Started, and just click on the first link that says Getting Started or Get Started. And that's really a great place to start, because once you connect with one of us, you can see that there's so much support here at Lincoln Land. We are dedicated to you and your success, and we want to see that you have a smooth start to your college experience. So just completing those processes, that's what we do, is we help you connect with Lincoln Land on a personal level, and then complete our processes to make sure that you get enrolled when you want to get enrolled. So students that are looking to get started, the best thing to do is to fill out our free, very short online application. And while you're there on our homepage, you can also look up important dates. So you just type in our search box, important dates, and it'll go to the important dates page. And just as a general rule, when you're getting started for classes in the summer, you can enroll as early as the end of February. And then the classes will begin the beginning of June or the second week of June. For classes that start in the fall, you can enroll as early as mid-April. and then classes start toward the end of August. And for students interested in starting in the spring, you can enroll in mid-October, and classes start usually the second week of January. So if you have any questions about, you know, when classes start or process or anything like that, again, that's where you can contact an onboarding guide like myself or my colleagues. You can call or text 217-360-3840. We're happy to help you. No question is too small. We're so happy to support you.
All right. Chris Berry, Director of Student Transitions at Lincoln Land Community College. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me, Mac.
Here's the official next episode pitch. We will be interviewing Becky Parton, the Dean of Academic Innovation and e-learning, to learn about instructional development, instructional design, and student success, so make sure to tune in.
Thanks for listening to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Public Relations and Marketing Office. See you soon.
I'm trying to sneak in the sandwich while we chat. I can hear Emily doing the same thing too. All right.